Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. MaxBond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Hey, how about a moment here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm? They're our presenting sponsors. Now, no one wants to get in an accident, but when you do, you need a good personal injury attorney. That is John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com. You can call them at 713-322-HURT. Now, they're bilingual. You might get in a car accident, motorcycle, industrial. You might drive an 18-wheeler. You might work at a plant. If you get in an accident, you got to be covered. You need a firm that's going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends, and that is John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. By the way, they love soccer. Get the representation you need at Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com, our presenting sponsors. Now, in the offseason, the Houston Dynamo have targeted a number of key positions. We all know the center back position was one of high priority. The Houston Dynamo signing Kiki Struna, Slovenian, 12 caps for Slovenia, has played over 60 times for Palermo in both the Serie A and Serie B. And here is Kiki. This was earlier this week via phone in Slovenia. So, yeah. Kiki, I know you're in Slovenia. We hear this is one of the most beautiful countries in the world.
Yeah, it's. I'm from Slovenia. Slovenia is a very small country, but it's very beautiful. You know, you have a beautiful coast, beautiful sea, and you must do 100 kilometers to go to skiing. You know, so yes, Slovenia is very, very small. You know, if you go from southwest to northeast, it's like 2 hours and so it's very small, but yeah, it's very beautiful, and I'm always happy to when I come back home.
Kiki, what was it like playing football and growing up in Slovenia? Who were your influences in football?
Yeah, I began playing football when I was six. I have a brother who is 1 year older, so we started together, you know. So he was like my older brother. I wanted to do steps that he was doing, you know. And so he was one of my, if I can say, idol. But then it was like David Beckham, Brazilian Ronaldo, and Zinedine Zidane.
We're talking to Kiki Struna here on ESPN 97.5. Why now come to Major League Soccer and the Dynamo? What made the choice for you to come to the United States and MLS?
I really like United States. You know, I was like five times in vacations in United States. My brother also, he was playing in New York for a short period, like 4 or 5 months. But I was speaking with him, and he said that MLS is growing very fast. That organization is on a high level, and yeah, about Houston Dynamo. I know that they really want me, you know. So with my agents, we was searching, for one team who really, really want me, and that I will be in that team. I don't know how to say.
Very important.
Very important, yeah. So I had another offer, you know, from Serie A, but I can say I didn't care about the Serie A or not Serie A. You know, I was searching for one team for that really wants me, and when Matt Jordan and coach when they came in Palermo, that was a big thing, you know, that they came from United States to Palermo just to speaking with me, and I felt great, and then I made the choice that I'm coming to Houston, you know.
Kiki Struna joining us here on ESPN 97.5, formerly a defender for Palermo, now a Houston Dynamo player, expected to fill in at that center back position this year as a big piece of the Dynamo. Do you feel some pressure coming in, Kiki, being that big player? Because the center back position needs improvement, and you seem to be the guy who can do it.
Yeah, I'm feeling pressure, but positive pressure, you know. And I'm ready to be under pressure, because when you are under pressure, if you are 100% in your mind and with your body, this is just a motivation. This is just motivation for me, and I'm 100% in my qualities. So I will give 100% always. On the pitch and off the pitch, so I'm ready, but I know that I will be under pressure, but pressure motivates me.
Kiki Struna joining us here on ESPN 97.5. So you got your first cap for Slovenia. You debuted against Macedonia. You now have, I think, a dozen caps, 12 caps. What was it like the day you came on the field for your first appearance for Slovenia internationally?
Yeah, I was waiting for national team call a long time, and it was very beautiful, and it was very beautiful because we played against Macedonia in my hometown, you know, so I did my first game for national team in my hometown, and when you before the match, when you it's a national team anthem, you know, and it was very beautiful. My whole family, my girlfriend was watching the game, so it was one of the most beautiful things in my soccer career.
Kiki, let's talk a little bit about some of the tougher strikers you've gone up against in the Serie A. We know you're a very aggressive central defender. Who would be some of the names that we would know as some of the tougher strikers you've played against in Italy?
Yeah, so the hardest game I had, it was against Napoli. You know, they are playing... they're playing like a short passes and possession, you know, and Higuain, it was the toughest striker that I played against.
What made him so tough? What made Higuain so difficult to play against?
You know, because you think that Higuain is not very fast. You think that that you can mark him, but he had that I don't know how to say that thing that make him a top class player. You know, you think that you will take him the ball. He he go to the left and he pass, I don't know, to Jorginho, and then he go into the space. So it's hard to explain, but when you play against him, you see why he is a top striker.
We're talking to Kiki Struna here on ESPN 97.5 Soccer Matters. Excited about him coming to Houston. A central defender from Palermo. The Dynamo have signed him full. We're speaking to him in Slovenia, the beautiful country of Slovenia. You are considered a vocal leader. It seems that something the Houston Dynamo need is a very vocal leader, a personality, a big personality. What made you that type of a player where you're very vocal and not afraid to talk to your teammates and shout at your teammates?
I don't know. I think that you have this inside, you know. I'm the player that want to motivate other players. No, not just shouting like, oh, what did you do? But like motivate, and that that you create chemistry, that that whole team is together, you know, in bad moments and in good moments, you know, that you are a team. So I don't know why I have this, but I'm like this, you know, 20 years, so. But yeah, that is a very important thing for center back, because when you are center back, you see whole pitch, you know, you see all the players. So you can say to midfielder one thing, you know, go to the left, go right, come here, go there. So I think it's very important for center back that center back speaks.
Kiki Struna joining us here, and this is a wonderful interview from Slovenia, and he'll be coming to Houston soon as the Dynamo getting prepared for three competitions this year. Have you been able to watch, Kiki, footage of the Dynamo and see some of their games and the way they play?
Yeah, I saw game, the last game, I think, in MLS last year against Los Angeles Galaxy, yeah. And I saw that this team have a lot of potential, you know, with hard work, that this team can do great things.
Now they have a young center back from Venezuela, Alejandro Fuenmayor. When I look at you coming in, I see you as becoming a tremendous asset for a young center back. I've always loved like the pairing of a young center back and a veteran like yourself. What do you think of Alejandro, and you know, what the combination of the two could potentially be?
I think that it will be great, but at the same moment, I think that we will be like four or five center backs, you know, and it's very important that all center backs are speaking the same language, you know, not just two of us, but if we are four or five, we must speak five center backs. We must speak same language. Same language, I think, like language of soccer, you know. So yeah, if we will hard work, I think that that it will be great. That you know. I can learn something from other players, and they can learn something from me. So I think it's very important that we will speak in the same soccer language.
Kiki, how is MLS viewed in Europe?
If I'm honest, I think that it's, I don't know how to say, under...
Underestimated?
Yeah.
Maybe not given the credit it's due, or not thought about a lot.
Yeah, I think that not all people understand that soccer in the United States that is growing so fast. You know, because in Europe, soccer is always on the same level, you know. But, you know, just if you see, I saw, like from 2 years or 1 year ago, that, how you say, people who came to watching a game, you know, that more people in MLS, like, I don't know, 22,000 or 23,000 is average, no?
Yep.
In United States, and if you see in Serie A, it's 20,000, no? So, okay, maybe it's, I say like this, maybe if you see, if you look big clubs like, I don't know, Inter, Napoli, Juventus, Rome, Lazio, and that clubs, if you see, if you're thinking of them, yeah, quality is higher. But the other teams, I think that is quality like MLS. Yeah. I don't think that is a big difference, you know.
Very, very, very interesting. Kiki, I notice you like ink. You like tattoos.
Yeah.
A few of them, right?
Yeah, I have a lot of tattoos, yeah.
So what's the story behind all the tattoos? You just like them, right?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people say, one tattoo must mean something, you know, but when I see, I don't know, one picture that I like, I go to tattoo guy and I do my tattoo, you know. But other tattoos have significations, you know. I don't know. I have on my back. I have a tattoo of my hometown.
Oh.
So it's significant to me. But not all of tattoos are have a story.
Kiki, listen, thank you so much for this wonderful interview, and we look forward to you coming to Houston and having you on the program again. Thank you very much for taking the time out for us, and we look forward to your arrival here in Houston, Texas.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, we have more to come here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, a quick word for the King's Court. Now, the real soccer fans know the real soccer pub in Edo is the King's Court. It's right next to the stadium at 903 Hutchins. They've got 13 televisions, giant big screen at King's Court. They show the Premier League, La Liga, Champions League, Bundesliga. The Dynamo El Batallón comes there before Dynamo games, and MLS plus NFL Sunday Ticket. 24 taps, full bar, extensive selection of spirits, wonderful pub food. By the way, some of the best Indian food in Houston. I recommend the butter chicken or the curry. Get over to King's Court. Visit the amazing rooftop deck that sits in the shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. Go in and say hello to Jay and Megan, KingsCourtTX.com.
ESPN 97.5.